The event was sponsored in part by the Military Affairs Council for the Greater Tampa Chamber of Commerce. Retired Major General of the U.S. Army Fred Raymond, who serves on the council, said the affair was held to show appreciation to the veterans, as well as pay homage to those currently serving in the military. And on the soldiers fighting in Iraq, Raymond said he would like to see a phased withdrawal of the troops.
We do not want to get out prematurely, only to be forced to go back in again, because it'll be a lot more difficult to get back into that, to separate conflicting forces, than it would be to stay a little longer and make sure we have it right.
The ceremony commenced with participants honoring the military from Hillsborough County who were killed in action in Afghanistan and Iraq since the U.S. invasion in 2001 and 2003, respectively. The names of the deceased were read by two retired veterans to a crowd consisting of wounded veterans, those currently serving, and families of the deceased. Among those injured included veteran Peter Reed. After surviving a mortar attack in Iraq in 2004 that killed three of his comrades, Reed remains partially paralyzed and in a wheelchair. Reed said the most important thing the American public needs to remember is not to forget those returning home from Iraq.
All I ask is to give all of them the protection and equipment that they need to conduct this withdrawal, and for the American public just not to forget, because that's so easy to do. A good example was the Vietnam War, and I'm just concerned that was going to happen to our men and women in uniform coming back from Iraq.
Mayor Pam Iorio was the keynote speaker, who regaled the crowd with the story of her military father. She said Veterans Day was acknowledged by the city of Tampa today so that veterans can spend Tuesday home with their families. And in recognition of the 75,000 injured and over 4,000 Americans killed while serving in Iraq and Afghanistan, Iorio said Tuesday is definitely a solemn day, but it needs to be acknowledged as a joyful one as well.
It's a day to celebrate our greatness as a nation and to celebrate the men and women who made it great. Let's never forget to honor our veterans. Let's make sure that our wounded veterans always get the very best care for their entire life. There should be no substitute for them having the very best care. And let's always remember that they have fought to make us the greatest nation on earth.
In light of the recent, hard-fought presidential election coming to a close, Iorio said that regardless of who we passionately supported, in the end, we all voted red, white, and blue. As a nation, we have a tendency to reunite after an election because preserving our freedom and maintaining our power as a nation is more important than the individual who wins the election, she added. This is the essence of what our veterans stand for and our soldiers fight for, Iorio said.
They stand for a system of government that endures. They stand for freedom. They stand for the United States being a symbol of freedom and a beacon of hope around the world. That's what we have fought for since the American Revolution, and that's what we fight for today. So our veterans, in essence, symbolize our nation at its very core.
The event was also partly sponsored by the Patel Conservatory, Hillsborough Downtown Partnership, and the City of Tampa. The next joint venture for the City of Tampa and Hillsborough County is the construction of Heroes Plaza, next to the Tampa Bay History Center. It will open early next year and will be another venue for veterans to be honored. For WMNF News, in Tampa, I'm Conchetta DeLuco.